Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mummer of Many today. From the very outset, can we just pray? Lord, this word that you've placed within me, it's weighty. And Lord, you are known as the glory of God, the full weight of your presence. I pray that you, by the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, would deliver this word through me today and unblock every ancient well, that your rivers of living water will flow freely, fully through your church, through your children, through our lives in this hour of your power shower. In Jesus' name, amen. What I sense the Lord, you probably picked up from me praying, but I'm just very aware that I want to deliver this through the authority, the transformational ability of the Holy Spirit alone. I don't want any dead words. Anything that comes out of my mouth is dead without the Holy Spirit coming upon the word. And I pray that the Lord is going to bring lasting change by the authority, the power of his word and Holy Spirit. Today, where the Holy Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. There is, within that word freedom, we get dominion, the King's dominion, the kingdom of God. And we know that the kingdom of God is not of eating and drinking or of the things of this world, but the kingdom of God, we're told in scripture, is of righteousness, peace and joy, and we're connected to the kingdom, then says, through the Holy Spirit. That's how we have access. That's how the joy, the Holy Spirit is our joy within us. The Holy Spirit is our peace. That's the word shalom. It's our complete well-being, health, wholeness, miracle, supply. All we need is the Holy Spirit at this time. And we're not going to live in lack, but we're going to live in overflow everywhere we go. In this world where we are seeing pain and striving and struggling just increasing, the Lord wants you to know that you can be continually ascending, you can then be resting, and thirdly, you can then be working, not through your own struggling and striving, but as you live the ascended life, seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's your spiritual position. As you know that, you can outwork and outwalk supernaturally as you live naturally in this world today. And I've experienced it this week. I've been heartbroken. You know how much I love Israel. I'm very much connected to Israel. It's been a call of God on my life from a very young girl. Israel and the church, cut me open and I'll bleed love for the two. And I believe increasingly in these days, since Israel was restored to her land in 1948, you cannot separate the two. We are the two brothers on the earth at this time, commissioned to display, rise and shine and bring the glory of the Lord. The church is called to bless Israel, to love Israel, to stand with her in her time of need. And as we do that, then the Lord will cause us, as we are one with her in her pain, to stand with her in her resurrection gain as well, and we will be blessed. Now, also the Lord wants us to know that as Israel goes, so goes the church. We can often take prophetically a parallel of what's going on in Israel at this time for the church. And that's why I'm saying today, the Lord woke me through the night and was showing me, unblock the ancient wells, unblock the eternal wells, because the things of this world are increasingly dark, dirty, murky. We need to be drawing from not the opinions, not from the mainstream media, but we need to be drawing from the eternal waters, from the eternal word of God, from those wells of salvation that we read about in Isaiah 12, verse 1 to 3. In fact, let me kick off with this prophetically today. And in that day, this is the day, you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yahweh, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. The Hebrew word for salvation is Yeshua. And it's where we get our word for Jesus, who is our salvation. Yeshua is the Hebrew word for his name, Yehoshua. And within that, the Lord is showing us that we draw from the wells, from the living waters, through, just like you'd be drawing up the rope of the waters from the well. Our line, our lifeline, our bloodline is Yeshua, is Jesus. That is through Jesus, the bloodline of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus, that we can now draw the waters of salvation, the waters of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God shows us that the kingdom of God is within us. And in John 7:37, we read, on the last day, we're living in the last days, but on the last day, that great day of the feast, I sense the Lord would say prophetically today that this is the great and terrible day of the Lord we are getting ready for, as it has been said by the prophets of old. Great for the children of the Lord, as we see increasingly his prophetic promises fulfilled and unfold. Terrifying for the people of the world who don't know God's word. But we are preparing for the great and the terrible day of the Lord. And within that, the Lord is saying, as we're living in these last days, Jesus stood and he cried out, saying, and I sense the Spirit of the Lord crying out afresh today at the crossroads of life, at every place that you are. He's calling, the Holy Spirit is crying out to you, come to me, follow me, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, Jesus, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly, out of his heart, out of his innermost being. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you. You're connected to all of the kingdom of God through the Holy Spirit now within you. I'm going to show you by the word of the Lord. Out of your innermost being, spirit will flow rivers of living water. That's speaking of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39, but this Jesus spoke concerning the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus has ascended to the Father. He's died on the cross. He's paid the price for you and me with his own blood. We can now draw waters from the wells of salvation, the wells of Yeshua, as that word means, the wells of Jesus is our salvation, and the wells, the deep wells of the Holy Spirit. And we can draw those living waters. We don't want those waters in our well contaminated through sin, through doubt, through fear, through perhaps we've had offense in our lives. We don't want to have intimidation that is causing those waters of the Holy Spirit within us and within his church to be blocked. We want to walk in purity, live in holiness. Be holy as I am holy. And we can only be holy through the blood of Jesus and through the fullness of the Holy Spirit within us. And I want to show you today how we can unblock those wells in Jesus' name and how we can allow that water, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the signs, the works, the wonders of the Lord to be flowing through us. And in these days, oh, thank God he's poured out. The Lord has poured out his Holy Spirit upon us. We need the Holy Spirit. The church cannot breathe. The Holy Spirit is the very breath of God. This is the year 5785, 2025. Hebraically, and the Gregorian calendar is united in that number five, which means Hebraically because everything has a prophetic, pictorial, numerical, and a literal meaning. It means in Hebrew, it's the word hey. And just like in our English, you would say the word hey to get someone's attention. It means Holy Spirit, breath of God. It means window light. And the Lord is saying to us at this time, we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the very breath of God within us. The Holy Spirit is getting our attention, calling out to the church, hey, you need me. And also we're going to be seeing increasingly, it means behold. And what is the Lord getting us ready to behold? He is going to pour out such works and wonders on the earth that people are going to sit up and take notice and turn to the Lord, because these are days that have been prophesied and we're seeing increasingly God's word being fulfilled right before our eyes. So I sense the Lord, we're going to be seeing more surprises. We're going to get ready. It's no longer business as usual. Last year, it meant the year of the door, and God is going to continue continually be opening doors of opportunity and kingdom impact for his church and for his children, for Israel at this time. But also in this day, this year, it's no longer business as usual. You're probably already detecting that. Already things are happening that are taking people politically and nationally by surprise all of the time. Get ready for more of that to come. It's no longer business as usual. And the year of the window is going to be a year of God giving a way of escape sometimes. He's going to be our deliverer. He is going to be, as Israel just experienced this week miraculously, we're not hearing too much about it. I was traumatized over the tragic loss of life and the Bibas babies and their mother, the hostages in captivity being so brutally murdered. My heart absolutely broke. And yet the Lord has been showing to Israel in their midst of their absolute turmoil, heartbreak and despair, the enemy had designed and decided to launch what was a massive terror attack across central Israel. 15 buses were planted with bombs to go off on a Friday, Shabbat morning, when everybody would be busy and preparing and at rush hour, and to have detonated together and to destroy the lives of countless precious Jewish brothers and sisters, boys and girls, babies, children, awful. But for an act of God, God's protection over Israel at that time. It appears that a couple of the bombs were mistimed by the perpetrators and set for 9 p.m., mistakenly rather than 9 a.m. One of them went off early and it disclosed and uncovered the plot. Whilst all of Israel would have been the emergency services rushing to the terrorist attacks and to that devastation, then there was planned, allegedly, and from security sources, there was planned an attack which would, just like another October the 7th, where they were going to come out and launch an attack on Israel. Very tragically, but God, times have changed. This is a new time. This is a new day. The time to favour Zion, the time to favour his church. Zion means marked ones. We are not marked for destruction any longer. We are marked by God for his kingdom come, for Jesus to be glorified, for Israel, for their Messiah to come and save and deliver them, for us to show the works and the wonders of God and the glory of God. Behold, we're going to behold the works, the miraculous interventions, just as Israel experienced. And it gave hope to the Jewish people who were so devastated that, oh wow, this was foiled. It would have been disastrous. And it wasn't through their Mossad, it wasn't through their incredible intelligence service that saved the day on this one. This was God Almighty himself. And it was apparently a lady detected a suspicious bag on one of the buses as well and reported that so that the bus could get safely to the bus station, and the bus driver got everybody off, and that bus bomb went off. Very personal to me, because I lived in Israel, and one of my biggest terrors and fears I had to get over as a young girl before I was married, full-time ministry in Israel, was my form of transport predominantly was buses, and they were going off 10 to a dozen all the time, bus bombs continually. So to know that and experience the horror of what our Jewish brothers and sisters are going through, but the glory of God's deliverances. God is preparing windows of escape this year. Expect more and greater miraculous interventions for his children. I'm including you in that. Church Israel, we are the children of God at this time, and we're going to show forth the glory of God. But we need the Holy Spirit flowing through us unhindered. We need the precious, powerful, how I love the Holy Spirit, how I love the voice of the Holy Spirit. Deep calls to deep, the Bible tells us. God's Spirit dwells in our spirit, deep within us. And God's Spirit within me is calling to God's Spirit within you today to arise, to embrace God's Spirit in your life more and more in these days. And in this time of no longer business as usual, that be expectant of out of the box, out of the window solutions. Expect God's light to be continually shining, greater inventions, creativity coming to the body of Christ, and that God's light is just going to be shining and uncovering all of the works of darkness and foiling those works of darkness more and more in Jesus' mighty name. Prophetically, I sense the Lord would say today, and I'm going to release this, there is a changing of the guards and a changing of hearts. If the guards don't rise up and guard what is close to my heart, says the Lord, to be guardians of my word, to watch over my word, for I watch over my word, to perform it, says the Lord. If my guardians will not come into oneness and unity with me, then those guards will be removed and replaced. Receive my grace at this time, grace upon grace. Repent, return to me, return to my word, return to my voice, return to my ways, rise and shine. Have a change of heart, for I will change hearts and I will change guards. Either I will change the heart and the guard together, or I will remove the guard from that position and I will replace with those who will be faithful and true and who will release my glory and be filled with the fullness of my spirit in this hour of my power, says the Lord. Right, wow, I release that. Pray, way. But we're seeing it increasingly being outworked, and we're going to see it more and more in these days in Jesus' mighty name. Unblock the ancient wells. I believe the Lord is saying that for us personally, for maybe it's for your family, where it's got, there's family relations or whatever that have got blocked, have got mucky, have got, it's got stony, it's hard hearts, hard ground. At churches, corporately, politically and nationally, I'm releasing this word, unblock the ancient wells. That word ancient is so that we can draw from the eternal. In this world, those wells, I believe, that get blocked, and we can read in Genesis 26, 12 to 22. For time's sake, I'm just going to talk you through it and release this. The four wells that Isaac had to unblock today that are so relevant for us right now. It says, we can read in the scripture that the Philistines had stopped up the wells, which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, and they had filled them with earth. I believe that earth, the rocks that the wells got blocked with, what happens when that happens? It means that the water cannot flow. It means that it's contaminated. It's dirty. It's no longer pure. The enemy has been coming to his church, to his children, to families, to nations, and has been blocking the flow of God's Spirit, blocking the flow of blessing, bringing sin, enticing with deceptions and so many disruptions to what God's best is for our lives, distorting truth. Freedom of speech has been challenged over recent years like we've never seen before. And yet the Lord wants us to unblock those wells once more. And I will show you by the word of the Lord, the earth that they were filled with and the rocks. I believe that that represents the cares of this world. Maybe it represents for church and for leaders feeling intimidated, maybe feeling the pressure of what people will think, what is popular with the customs and with our culture today, being politically correct whenever God has called us to be biblically correct, to not be cool, to fit in and blend in with the world, but to stand out and to be the fire of God, to blaze by the Holy Spirit and the truth of God's word upon the earth. Maybe we've been allowing the blockages, the stones, and the muck, the dirt, the earth, the Lord showed me. It's all the ways of this world. We're not to be conformed to the patterns, to the methods, the ways of this age, the customs of this age. From age to age, he is still the same. Ages change. Cultures, customs change. We need to be aligned with the unchanging one. His word never changes. Let's be true. The methods may change, but we want to be kingdom kids that release through the power and the authority of his word and the Holy Spirit, his truth and his rivers of living water, which is the Holy Spirit flowing through us unhindered, gushing forth. When the Holy Spirit was poured out on Pentecost, it says that the Holy Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Spirit is coming again, mighty to save, the Holy Spirit would say, and rushing to your aid. The Holy Spirit couldn't wait after Jesus had died and ascended, and the children of God, the disciples, were waiting in the upper room. No walls could keep the Holy Spirit out, no doors, no windows, but the Holy Spirit came rushing, mighty to save. rushing to our aid, and the Holy Spirit is poured about, out upon us in these days, that we're going to go in the overflow of the Spirit of the Lord. So the first well we see that Isaac cleared out, he had to dig out, was called Ezek. That means contending, quarrelling. The enemy has been contending for your blessing. Whatever you have been facing, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's personally, whether it's been spiritually, in your church, whatever you're going through in your work, that contending, that quarrelling is for your blessing. Rise in love every time. Walk in forgiveness. Offence is a choice. Choose not to be offended. That contending is contending for God's blessing for your life. It's contending for his fullness. It's contending for God's prophetic promises, timing, aligning, reviving, and ultimately his glory. We are going to dig out that well. We're not going to allow there to be any quarrelling, contending for that blessing. We're going to, the word of God tells us as children of God to strive to enter into his rest. And we find that rest through bringing all of our burdens to Jesus. So dig out that well of contending and arguing and all of the doubts and all of the battles going on in your mind in Jesus' name today. Second well was called Sitna. It means to lie in wait, and also a liar in wait. The devil is a deceiver, is an adversary. What that well actually represents is the well of strife, and to bring struggle to your life. Strife ultimately to bring hatred. All will know that we are Jesus' disciples when we have love one for another. It means persecutor, opposer. The enemy is opposing you. I know over recent years there's been pushing back that against the prophetic voice, against the truth of the Lord. But as I've often said, even to leaders, to pastors, as I have loved and honoured the voice of the Lord, time will be the revealer of truth. And we must learn. I thank God for the persecution. I thank God for the hard times. I thank God for the pushback, because what I have learned through that in recent years is to be strong in my faith, to be strong in his word, to be strong in his love, to not allow any offence to fill that well that would block the flow of God's voice and his spirit through my life, to allow the Holy Spirit to be the love within me whenever it wouldn't be possible to love naturally. We can love supernaturally. God is love. Love is God. So we must, as children of God, we must flow in that love of God. James 3:16 says, "For where there is envyings and strife, there is confusion and every evil work." So if you've been feeling confused, your mind's been feeling befuddled, you've been feeling you're walking in darkness, then the Lord is coming today, and we're going to pray and we're going to remove those boulders, that muck. We're going to clear out that well of strife, because where there is striving, that word also means where there are selfish ambitions, selfishness, then there is going to be, it opens our wells to every evil work, to every filthy muck of darkness to get in. We've got to clean them out. And how do we do that? Through the blood of Jesus. And then we have the Holy Spirit, the rivers of living water and blessing and fullness flowing through our lives once again and through our churches. Third well is Rehoboth. Oh, I love this. It means spaciousness. It means to make room. The Lord is making room for you. And the Lord would say today, make room for the fullness of the Holy Spirit to burst through, the living waters to flow through your well, clean, pure, powerfully once again. I sense the Lord saying that God's giving an open space to prosper. You will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. There's nothing you can do to prosper spiritually. It takes dependency and humility on the finished work of Jesus, his blood and the cross. We are now of the bloodline of Jesus, born again of the Spirit of God. We are sons and daughters of God. And we're not drawing from the well of our natural bloodline, which is contaminated, dirty and filthy, weak, generational weaknesses, sicknesses and curses. We cut that off. Paul said that for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. We are sons and daughters of God once again through what Jesus has done and won for us. So we can now draw from the bloodline of Jesus Christ, which is the well of salvation. Are you getting this today? Which is all of the rivers and the fullness of living waters that are coming from the well of salvation. And that is what is available for every one of us in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord would say in that spacious place, go again, sow again, flow again, grow again, know fruitfulness and abundance once again. The final well was called Sheba, Bathsheba, and it means the well of covenant, the well of oath. Oh, Jesus, God is in covenant with us. He will never leave us or forsake us or fail us. It also means seven, and that number seven, Hebraically, it means fullness, fulfillment of God's prophetic promises for your life and for what he has said is going to be, we're going to see happening for Israel and on the earth at this time. It means his perfection, his timing, his aligning, his right alignment. The bloodline of Jesus is our lifeline that we now draw from, and we can know only purity, health, healing, wholeness for our lives in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord wants to say, unblock the ancient wells today, just as Isaac unblocked the ancient wells of his forefathers in his day. In closing, I sense the Lord saying to break off all agreements with darkness, legal and illegal claims that the enemy is holding over you, generational, personal, broken through the blood of Jesus. So all the bloodline of Jesus and all then that you're going to be drawing because you're now of the bloodline of Jesus Christ. See that as the rope that is connected to drawing the water from your well. It releases the Holy Spirit in fullness to you. That Jesus wants you to know because you're of his bloodline, then you are now drawing from him. There's no polluted thing. There is no stronghold and bloodline of sin that can be contaminating and demanding any charge or right to your life again. Live again, draw again, go again, flow again through the bloodline of Jesus. Then all you're going to know is life, miracles, blessings, Holy Spirit fullness, all by the Spirit of God. You need to be drawing from the pure line, not the contaminated self, natural bloodline, but the bloodline of Jesus. Draw from the wells of salvation in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready to pray today? Father, I thank you for this word. It's a deep word. But Lord, as we draw now from the deep wells of salvation through your fullness, your Holy Spirit, I pray, Lord, that every boulder of sin, every contamination from deep within your church, within our lives, would be uncovered. Your light would shine bright, Holy Spirit. And by the blood of Jesus, you would remove them. Thank you. We're of the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Come and fill us to overflowing, Holy Spirit. Let your rivers of living water bubble up and burst forth from within us in Jesus' name. And let us give great glory to your name. We love you, Lord. Amen.